You're listening to Night Moves HDQ. It's time to get into the lab.
Well, it's no time like the present. No time to get started. I tell you, when you're doing something that is ordered by the Lord, friction, endurance, all the possibilities that can line up against you in one pathway. Welcome in to Night Moves on a Sunday night. It's Sunday night. It is the 21st of August, 1 week out from probably one of the best birthdays on the planet, and I can say that because it's my birthday, 1 week away from all that good stuff going on. I'm with you on a special Sunday night edition of Night Moods here in the month of August with you 7 nights a week, 2 hours of the flagship show that is going to be extended on the launch of 126, the Genesis happening 11/11/22. And so our purpose through the month of August is to help you realize your purpose. And part of that purpose is to help give you an opportunity to become an Eagle investor. I'm going to get right down to it here at the bottom of the hour. And that's simply an important opportunity for you to be a part of a radio ministry. Now, it's the first time doing something of this magnitude, and you have heard all summer long about the radio station, working on that, and the different ways that you can connect with the radio station. For the future, I'll do that one more time there. For the future, and that includes your participation here. And so we're here every night this week for 2 hours to bring some positivity and some relaxation. And tonight on this special edition, I'm going to help you understand how to live in peace underneath an open heaven. I'm going to do that after we do a little bit of relaxation. Or maybe we might do a little bit of relaxation first. But if I bring you into the secret place, you may not want to stay. You may want to fall asleep. Albeit it is a Sunday evening early. On Monday morning, I was getting my days and nights mixed up. I was a Saturday morning for about 2 seconds there. And so, welcome into this lab. And as you're coming into this lab, it has been a while, but go ahead and pick up your virtual all-access pass. Now, there's opportunities for you to give. One way is you can get an opportunity to get your hands on a virtual all-access pass, and that is a digital all-access pass. And with everything going on with NFTs and cryptocurrency, we have some gifts from the radio show here for you. And this is a special gift that you want to invest in. This is a digital all-access pass. Now, this digital all-access pass is a commemorative digital token as a way of saying thank you, also a reminder. And you can also use this as a ministry gift to give to others, to remind them, to invite them that they have an opportunity at any time that they can go into the presence of Heavenly Father. And see, with that pass that you can get for just $5. Now, we're making it available to all of you around this world, all the Night Eagles. Now's the time to get your all-access VIP pass. Now, there is a lot going on with the radio station and the radio show. And so we're stretching all areas to give you an opportunity to invest. And this is one of them. We've had this pass all year long, but it is more important in this month because your investment goes towards fueling the mothership. The mothership is the radio station. And this all-access pass, I tell you, you may want to get this one, $5 for the digital copy. Now, if you're here in the States, I think that goes up to $8. I'm not really sure. Let me make sure before I tell you. But you can get the digital copy for $5, $7 for the laminated copy. Now, a digital copy is really kind of cool. You can wear it as a badge of community, a badge of honor. As a Night Eagle, it comes with this statement. As a possessor of this VIP all-access pass, you have the permission to enter into the lab during the show and or any other time you need a reminder to get into your secret place and into his presence to be strengthened, find rest from life, and trade with our Lord and Savior your burdens so you can receive greater in return spiritually and naturally. And any time and any place, you can go into your secret place, the safest place on earth, This is the space in him. And may you come out better, full of faith, better to deal and manage through your stress into your destiny. And that's what you get. And you get the cutout below, which is the digital all-access pass. Has a logo for Night Moods, HDQ. It's an old logo, by the way. We might need to update that one. But you can get your digital all-access pass. What I want you to do right now is go to, send an email to nightmoodshdq@gmail.com or social media accounts, official social media accounts for Night Moods HQ. Send a message, contact info, and then we will reach out to you. Or you can call in or go to our server and connect with us on the Discord server. It's a brand new server. You can connect with us. Type in the search box, Night Moods, hashtag 9811, or go to Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and just direct message during the show. And you'll get information. You'll get what you need to do on your end to get it secured. It'll be sent to you in a matter of hours. And then, like I said, you can put it on your social media platform, let everybody know that you are in with the Eagles as I step here in the lab in the captain's chair on a beautiful Sunday night. So much going on with Night Moods, and different show. Tonight's a different show, different conversation we're going to be having. And if you want to learn how to live in peace, I want you to stay with me throughout the duration of tonight's hour and a half show, because for the first 20 minutes, we were offline as normal. A lot of friction comes against the assignment that God places men and women in. And it's just part of the game, right? So we got to play the game. But he can't stop the work of God. And this ministry radio show, the flagship show, Night Moods, will continue being the oasis and the lighthouse for as many Eagles who want to get some separation out of their stress, some relief out of their stress. We're that show. We're that show because this is the most safest space on radio, bar none, here 7 days a week for 2 hours as we're leading up to the building. So we're here in the month of August, and we're talking about you being an investor into a radio ministry that is in 17 nations. And as I'm talking about the 17 nations, I want to say a special hello or a special shout out to every one of the Night Eagles in these countries: Bulgaria, Peru, Mexico, Ethiopia, Ghana, Brazil, Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, Spain, Australia, Sweden, Netherlands, the UK, Ireland, Germany, France, Russia, the Philippines, Japan, South Korea, our brothers and sisters up in Canada, and as many of you Night Eagles listening to the show on this special Sunday night here in the United States, thank you so much for coming to one of the three perches each and every night that we're here with you. And so these are the nations. I called you out. This is where God has placed us, and we have listeners. It blows my mind, Bulgaria. It is so cool to have brothers and sisters in Bulgaria listening to the show, especially Russia with everything going on with their government and the Ukrainian government. You know, underneath the government foundations or above the foundations of government are a whole bunch of humanity, young and old, good or bad, but all connected, all connected. And see, this is the mission field that Night Moods is in right now, and you can be a part of that. So all the month of August, what we're doing this month is we're driving up the opportunity for you each and every night to be an Eagle investor. And you can do that not respective of where you are at. Send an email over to Night Moods HDQ. We can learn that way, learn about the 6 tiers of giving, or you can simply go to givesendgo.com/nightmoodslaunch. And you have a secure method that you can invest into the radio show. And what we do with that, we turn it around and place it into the bucket of the radio station. That's 126, the Genesis, coming to you 11/11/2022. And the parent company Night Moods HQ. No longer is it called Night Moods HDQ. It is Night Moods HQ. You can Google search and check out all of the podcasts on your favorite podcast platform where you listen to any of your platforms and the podcast. Excuse me. There are a lot of P's right there, right? And so you have a myriad of ways that you can support. So I want to remind you right now, Night Eagles, if you want to invest in a young radio ministry. Now, you know, we've been here since the relaunch of last November. And on the 11th November, we are launching the radio station. And it takes a lot of work to put that together. And so we're not utilizing any of that for any personal gains with everything going on in this world. What we're doing is we have a budget, a two-year commitment. So $17,000 for this month is the goal. And we want to make sure that we can achieve that goal. That's why we're bringing the show to you each and every night here in the month of August. And you get to help invest, and your investment helps us connect contractually with these three agreements, ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and our partner, Radio.co, which will have a radio app, which is really kind of cool, that you can take with you. And that doesn't include, well, I'll just bring it up right here. Let me see if I can bring it up. Can I bring it up? Oh, let me see. It does not include the beginning of the phase. Unless one of our other partners, the Sound Exchange, these are the licensees that we're going to be needing, the license that we're going to be needing, that helps the artist that will be playing on the radio station get paid. And that doesn't include the copy royalty board agreement. It is like so much, and that's part of the copyright for the radio show, the radio station, excuse me. And so you get to help, and that's just the foundation. But now we're going to go into the next phase. The next phase is the areas of service, the ministries that Night Moods HQ through the radio station is going to be helping through music, worship, inspiration, gospel, Christian contemporary, jazz, gospel hip hop, and kingdom culture music that's going to be programmed, 4 hours of programming throughout the 24-hour period. And on Saturday nights, you get to listen to different types of worship and praise from brothers and sisters in the mission field that we are currently in. And so not only with music, but through our website, through the events that we are planning for 2023, because we first have to get, you know, we have to be proven. And so this has been the last of the last 3 months of proving ourselves. And then we spent all of January through August doing some more work to give you something of impact. And that's through the radio show of Night Moods. And so this month we have been also giving you a little bit of instrumentals on top of the atmosphere that you're listening to. And so you're impacting the lives of many from all over this one world that we share. Now, music. Okay, well, they can listen to music on their own, right? Well, not just about the music, it's about the inspiration and teaching and encouragement behind the music and from our different personalities that we're going to be bringing to the studio that's going to help each and every last one of you understand all the better when lives are being changed through 126 the Genesis. And you just heard right there the atmosphere getting to 100%. And so that's the whole gist of the push of this year. And that does not include, that's another one, does not include NFTs. Now, if you're getting introduced to crypto, like I'm getting introduced to cryptocurrency, it's like mind-blowing what's out there and how long it's been out there and just learning about that. So we're jumping in Web3 with building a broadcast media station as well as television. And so we want to bring the impact of kingdom into our entertainment. We want to bring the impact of kingdom into business. If you are wanting to start a business, no matter where you are living, we want to let you know that you have a a vehicle that's going to help you achieve through the radio station and through social media and then through broadcast television coming hopefully in 2023. And we want to be the kingdom on this many mountains of influence, right? And these mountains of influence has everything to do, It's messing me up here. Just messing me up. I don't like the fact that that is really not letting me do what I wanted to do there. But you get to support education. And you can also support a better quality of radio, media, and television. Because we're going to bring the pain and we're going to execute the plan of awesome productions, quality productions. So we want to change the game and no longer be depending upon the world systems to fund us and the world systems to do all the creation, and we run to the world to get our entertainment. And yes, there are other Christian organizations, companies, and businesses that are out there producing, and they've paved the way. But Night Mood HQ is going to be a tad different in the fact that it will be one of the very few kingdom companies that's inclusive and marketing, promoting all of our brothers and sisters from all over this world, and not just a small percentage sprinkled in with just American platform. Because we understand the diversity in Father's Kingdom, and Night Moods HQ is going to be a diversified company that is bringing forth ministry and missions through education, through finance, through business, through arts and entertainment, media. So that's what you're giving to. And that's why we're here this month, is to help prepare the ship. And so that's what you can give into. So we're about the top of the hour before we get into relaxation. And then I'm going to open up the rest of our social media accounts. We're going to streamline, I think, off of the Wisdom StreamYard. So if you want to be a part of the show tonight after relaxation, send us an email during relaxation, and then we'll get you the link so that you can follow us and watch the show as I'm breaking this down. Going to help you learn how to live in peace under an open heaven tonight. But first, we have some relaxation to do. Now, again, this is the Oasis. This is the Lighthouse. And we are here equipped to help Night Eagle get some relief from what is powering the stress in their life. That relief is in the form of stress reduction, stress management, out of situations, circumstances, and crisis. And we're going to go into the secret place. And so if you need some help tonight, you know how to get a hold of us. nightmoodshdq@gmail.com. Send us a message if there's an area in your life that you are struggling. We'd love to help you. I'd love to help you in real time, even if you're not on social media. But if you happen to be on social media, well, you can simply go to any one of the social media pages, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, our Facebook group, and Instagram. Just type in Night Moods HQ, and you'll be able to get us. So now here we are on a Sunday night, and it's a beautiful night outside. I was outside. Actually, we got to spend a little bit of time together, the family and I. We're sitting in the dark in the house, really kind of cool, windows open. Not pitch black dark, but just kind of peace and quiet, right? Jill went on an afternoon cycle. Jill and Kira and I got to hang out for a little bit. She is being creative like her older sisters, Jasmine and Kira. Kira will kill me. And just putting paint to chalk on the driveway. And so I got to hang out with her and laugh a little bit. And got to spend a little bit of family time and then went outside and did a two-hour podcast, by the way. Now, I want you to check this latest podcast. It's called The Hidden Truth. Fighting for the Kingdom of Heaven. It's my longest podcast, but it's a very intensive teaching of the six indictments of the modern day church. And I want you to check that out. I would like for you to check that out. So go to later on tonight or tomorrow. You'll be able to Google search, get the upload on Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Premium channel that has a family of podcasts. And wherever you type in Night Moods HQ, you'll be able to get it as many podcast platforms that are out there. And so that's going to be uploading later on tonight and tomorrow, 2 hours earlier tonight. And then here we are for the radio show on a special Saturday, Sunday night weekend edition. And you get to be a part of it. And how many of you want to spend this night getting some reduction out of your stress, some separation from your stress? Well, you got a little bit to get yourself in order. And I want you to be open tonight, to be expectant to receive information, maybe an upgrade, maybe a top off. And some of you have spent your Sunday chilling out with family, traveling, doing yard work, whatever it is. Some of you may have even been working. Some of you are ministers, so you have been in a serving capacity. And we recognize we have ministers listening to the show. Really kind of cool. So I appreciate the support there. But we want to bring the support back and helping you get some relief from your stress. So we're going to be doing that in just a little bit. But first, we want to invite all of our Eagles into three perches tonight. And before we do that, our special hello to our newbies. And you're listening to the show for the very first time or your first week of listening to the show or just, you know, the first instance of finding us here. And this is simply the Holy Spirit who has been pricking your heart, massaging your heart for his installation at the same time to the mind that you have in your brain. This mind he's been massaging by way of convincing, persuading, and convicting the mind. So when he's convicting the mind, you're at this crossroads and you're sensing something extraordinary going on with you. Something, maybe you call it, I don't know, the universe or its source or energy, that you're kind of in this place. And you know that something's weird about you. You know that something's crazy about you because you're at this crossroad. And see, this crossroad is important. This crossroad is the highest choice of a lifetime. And this highest choice is, gosh, will I say yes to my Heavenly Father and say yes to Jesus? Will I? Means I got to repent and turn from the errors of my ways, turn from my wickedness, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's what that will I is. That's the crossroads. And so that repentance is the pinnacle at the crossroads. It's the needle poking and prodding at your heart if you get the Holy Spirit. And that choice of repenting because the kingdom of heaven is at hand, he is letting you know that a reality is smacking you dead in the face, and now you have a moment to choose rightly. And before you choose rightly, that's why I had to mention repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, turn from the errors of your ways, change your countenance and your position towards Jesus. And you simply tell the Father, I'm sorry, please forgive me, because this is the kingdom that has arrested you at the fork in the road. And you believe that Father sent his Son, who opens the door to eternity and opens the door for you to have accessibility and proximity to your Heavenly Father. And so thank you for being here. And all I ask is you participate. I'm going to be helping everyone breathe in the breath of life, five exercises, that will happen inside the secret place. And before we step in, because that is our next destination, I'm going to give everyone a couple minutes, and I mean a couple minutes tonight, to get everything in order. All the kids are in bed because they have school. If you're homeschooling, they ought to be in bed. If not, then cool. Have them listen to the show, get them some relaxation. They get to sleep themselves. But in about 90 seconds, we're going to get into the secret place because we have some work to do. Have some invitations into three Eagle perches from where we normally listen to the show. And you have the most VIP seat right where you're at. Guess what, Night Eagles? It's Sunday night. I am here in the captain's chair live with you, commanding the helm in the lab on a Sunday night, the 21st of August. You're listening to Night Moves right here on Blog Talk Radio. We got some work to do. It's called The Secret Place.
How can one person change the lives of orphans and widows? 1B1 Global Outreach is the answer. We dig wells, build compassion houses, and provide basic needs globally, bringing communities to a new standard of living now full of exciting promise. Check us out at newmillenniumfaithchurch.org/1B1Global Outreach or givesendgo/GC97. Remember, compassion creates change.
Hey, I'm Michael, your CMO. I welcome you to experience Night Moods. This show is for anyone wanting to receive relaxation and inspiration. I call it the lab, the headquarters, where life gets creative and I get to mix it up so you can fit in. Inside the lab, I get to empower and equip you in your mood and faith. You'll also get interviews from time to time, so enjoy the fellowship, communication, and community as I teach you on all matters of the kingdom. They even told me to get into the deeper stuff. So get ready to discover things about yourself. And yes, I found a way to allow some of my friends in to help me mix it up so you get to engage, encounter, experience, and execute living your life in God's kingdom privileges. This is not going to be your ordinary radio show. It's time for the church to mature. You are listening to Night Moods on Blog Talk Radio. It's time to get into the lab. We're in the lab. It's time to get in the lab. It's been time to get in the lab. Everything's going off around me. We are just moments away from stepping into the secret place on this Sunday night, ladies and gentlemen, from around this one world that we share. And don't be scared. Don't be alarmed, because I definitely want to hear from you, especially on the night. And how many of you are by yourself tonight? How many of you are together with your spouse? And maybe there's some things on your mind that you want to kind of get off your mind. Well, in a matter of moments, we're going to be stepping into that secret place. It is the most safest space on radio. It is foundationed on Matthew chapter 6 and verse 7. I've got to tell you all this, because if you're new, I don't want you to think anything crazy or foolish is going to happen. See, this is a kingdom reality. And every day, every night, we get an opportunity and the privilege to step into the presence of our Heavenly Father. And so we have learned over the past decade or so to do what Jesus did and spoke and taught and get the results that he promised. And I'm telling you, when you realize this reality in the kingdom of fathers, man, you are liberated. Peace that is upon your life when you step into the kingdom, abide in the kingdom, remain in that kingdom. And as you go, you know, we go in and out into the mission field. And then we learn how to sit in our seat. I did a special teaching Saturday night to our leadership about the seat of authority and how important that is and how it's tied to your identity. But as I digress, we got work to do. We can do that on my podcast. This is Night Moods. And if you are in the desert of life, you are in the best space right now, because you're being invited into the lab. If you're in the sea of life, you can come into the oasis. This is the space. Night Moods is that space in real time that everyone can come inside and release everything that is engaging, surrounding, and conflicting you. And here inside the lab, you get four permissions. And you know these permissions very well. These permissions enable you to be selfish. I don't want you thinking about your friends, family, children, your job, what you got to do in the morning, what you got to do tonight. It doesn't matter here at Night Moods, because I am not here to entertain. I am here to help influence you into the kingdom and stepping into the secret place so that you can get the relief, so that you can get the restoration and the recharge and everything that you need to be placed back in reordering your mind, your body, and your soul. Second permission is you get to be one who can express your emotions inside the secret place and present yourselves with everyone else from around this one world. So those are the four permissions. The first one, I can be selfish. Number two, I can be alone. Number three, I can express my emotions. All of our male night eagles, I need you to understand that and believe in it and then achieve it. Allow yourself permission to express your emotions. No longer live your life suppressing your emotions. That is the worst thing humanity can do for itself. Here inside Night Moves in the Lab, we're going to help you achieve confidence, surrender, submission, rest. And through all that, you get reignited. And so you have that special place right where you're seated to listen in, participate, and get reconnected with yourself in your own spirituality. And that is your relating to your Heavenly Father in the realms of the Spirit, you know. And so I do this every night for your sake and mine too. And whether it's here inside the lab or right where you are at in your VIP seat, I will not ever engage in religious spin. I mean that. I'm here to help you live in the reality of the presence of our Heavenly Father and His kingdom. And not only are we living that reality, but experience, engage, encounter, and execute your relationship through sonship. That's what I'm here for. And so you can do that as you step in by faith. So the spirit of fear, the spirit of apprehension, the spirit of dignity, and the spirit of pride cannot step into the lab, cannot come near the lab, cannot even go into the secret place unless Father himself calls them in and he dresses them, because he is the ruler over everything. So those four familiar spirits, those distinguished, destroying, disfiguring spirits cannot be in here. They got to go. You give permission to tell them they have to go. Now, if you choose to pick them back up as you leave tonight after the secret place, that's up to you. I hope you don't. But give them a destination. Tell them, go back to hell. Do not come back to your family, your children, your dogs, your cat, your fish, your birds, because they'll find anything to jump into to continue to wreak havoc with your emotions, your logic, and your abilities. And that's not what we're doing. It's time to take a stand. So that secret place where you have VIP seat and you can sit, that's the most saturated space here inside Night Moods. And we're going to be heading in there in a matter of seconds. Inside that place, you get to refocus, regain control, get restored in your emotions. And when I say regain control, you got to give up control to get control. You'll get that when we get into the breathing exercises. I believe it. And everybody receives unconditional love in the secret place because you are important. This is one of three attributes that I need you to write down. I need you to believe, and the understanding can come as you work out your faith in fear and trembling. But write this down. I am important. I am important because, put it in first person, I am important because my Lord and Savior has saved me. And when he saved me, he redeemed me. And he redeemed me out of the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of mankind, the kingdom of wickedness. And not only did he redeem me and brought me into salvation, but what he did for me is this. He transferred me into the kingdom of his Father, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of all power. And in that transfer, I was hit with a kingdom reality, a transaction of becoming born again with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I possess, because of Father and my Messiah, my brother, I possess 100% of my Father's essence in the Holy Spirit who possesses my heart. See, you possess him because he possesses you first. And so that's your first of three attributes. You are important to your Heavenly Father because you are a spirit-living, spirit-carrying son of God, daughter of God. And if I'm doing my job correctly, especially on this special episode tonight inside of relaxation, I'm here to help everybody reset and rest in Heavenly Father. That's Isaiah chapter 30 and 15. so that he can equip you and prepare you to re-enter back into the pathway, your life journey, towards your destination. Now, I want you to participate here because I would like for you to give a praise report, a shout out, something that draws evidence to Heavenly Father when you meet your destiny. And because he used this vehicle of night moods to bring you into the secret place, to help you achieve your assignments, your goals towards your destiny in this season. Now, whatever month that is for you, that's up to you and between you and Heavenly Father. But just give us a shout out because we want to know that we're doing our job correctly. And so with that being said, everyone around this one earth that we share tonight on this special Sunday night edition, welcome into Night Moods here in the lab. Now look around you, and you probably have family members. You probably have whoever's in your household. Maybe they're in bed, right? But see, there are three eagle perches that many of you listen to the show. Now, these are brand new, newly named, not brand new, newly named eagle perches. They were once known as the Stargazers, the Prayer Warriors, and the Closet Seekers. But now these new eagle perches are known as the Utopian Perch. The Utopian Perch is the same as those who sit by the window looking up at the stars, stargazers, and they're looking and contemplating dreams and visions and goals. So there are those eagles who sit at the Utopian Perch. Next to them in the room is a special place for our intercessors, and I'm telling you that Night Moods HQ needs more accountability in intercessors. Now, Night Eagles, that means if you are an intercessor, if God has equipped you to plead, to stand in the gap, to be in the bridge, to be know how to go into the chamber of Father and connect war over as a spiritual covering to every one of the Night Eagles, then we want to hear from you because, as you can already tell, this show has hindrance. This show gets friction every night here on Blog Talk Radio. And ever since the big announcement back in May, at the beginning of May, no, beginning of June, end of May, we have had nothing but friction because now the devil has been put on notice that, oh, we are set sailing for our destination, and our destination is the launch of the radio station, 126 The Genesis. And so you need to understand from my mouth to your ears, if you are an intercessor, we definitely want you on Team Night Moods HQ. We want you a part of the headquarters. We want you to be a partner with Night Moods, and we're not asking money from you. What we're doing, we're asking for your service as an intercessor. And I'm spending time with this perch because it bothers me to no end to the magnitude of this assignment and the amount of hindrance. And maybe Father is allowing the hindrance to dictate the strength and the output of my commitment and my loyalty, just as much as he does it to you. So intercessors, we need you, all hands on deck. We need your service. So email right now over to nightmoodshdq@gmail.com. You can ask for Jill, and we'll get you connected with the needs of the radio station, the needs of Night Moods HQ, the broadcast company, broadcast media company, that is. And then the last perch, because I got to get moving, the last perch is, well, the second perch is the arbitrator's perch, because that is the intercessors, but now they're known as the arbitrators. So the last perch is the petitioner perch. And simply we called it and claimed this perch to be petitioners because those are the ones who go in to deepen their relationship. So each of the three perches have something to do with every aspect of Night Moods and the Night Eagles that come and listen to the show. And so everyone, you have permission to worship, praise, to give thanks. So we're worshiping Heavenly Father. We praise the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we're giving thanks to the Holy Spirit because He is the amplification and the legit witness to why all this happens. John chapter 3, verse 3 through 5, right? And so those are the three perches. You are now firmly getting yourself in your VIP seat in one of those three perches. Plenty of room inside the lab here on this Sunday night. A beautiful night, after all. And don't forget that you can also be a part of our server on the Discord. Now, we have a new server on Discord. It's a very brand new server, I'm telling you. I'm still learning how to use the server. But we have different channels, and all of the Eagle perches are on the channel. So there are going to be rules up there on the channel at some point tonight. But you can join the show live right now by going to the Discord app, creating a small account. We want you to create a small account because this is going to be the community that we're going to be 90% utilizing outside of the website and the radio station. So the website with the parent company, Night Moves HQ, and the Discord server, it's our own server, so we're actually building a community. And we want you to be a part of this community. As new as it is, has a lot of space and place for you to come in and build fellowship, associations, connection, because the community is built for connection. And so we want to connect brothers and sisters from around this world to help uniquely in their endeavors, in their faith, in their families, as people of influence. We want to cater to you there on the Discord. And that's a gaming channel. I get that. I've learned, just learned that, right? But they're opening their platform up. So we have a server there for Night Moods. Searched out this way, Night Moods, hashtag 9811. NITEMOODZ, hashtag 9811. And now here we go. Because the thought is, will the oasis and the lighthouse ever change its function? And the answer to that thought is no. Because we recognize an honest reality that there are many brothers and sisters all over this one world that we share that are going through some situations, some circumstances. And if you look at life, crisis is all over the countries, plural. Seven continents, five of those seven continents, there are some crisis happening. So if someone's at war and they have no longer a vehicle to come into, like Night Moods, because Night Mood wants to surrender its assignment for the sake of culture and everybody wants what they want when they want it. But if someone's in crisis, what and where is their relief? So we are going to be the oasis. We are going to be the lighthouse. And this will always have the secret place, even when we go to the four-hour show. We'll get the secret place in, and we'll be able to play music. We'll have conversations, much conversations, helping you to step into the courtroom of God. That's the highest level of prayer. Going to be doing it on the four-hour show. So the thought has an answer. The oasis and the lighthouse will remain. We recognize there's people always having stress, level of stress because of situations, circumstances, and crisis. And we are going to complete the mission till the Lord changes the mission here on this show. And there'll be different shows on the radio station that you can get a bevy of teachings, of influence, of wisdom, of laughter. But this show is Night Moods, relaxation, man. Here we go. Be expectant. The secret place is right before us. And so we're going to go in, do what Jesus Christ did, as I said before, get his results that he promised. There are four walls that surround you on one foundation. One of the foundations is also the wall. One of the walls is also the foundation. No, this is not my first time doing this, by the way. And so when you look around, each of the walls speak volumes to every one of you at any one time. So we said yes to the Holy Spirit when he gave this to us in December of last year. And so this is why I call this a secret place. This is why we came up with the four permissions, you know, those permissions, remember those permissions? Let me remind you, you can be selfish. You can be alone. You can express your emotions. Nothing will happen to you. And that's why I told the four defective familiar spirits that they cannot be here, and they had to go back to hell. And I said, if they're sitting out there and you happen to pick them back up, they're sitting out there because they have nowhere else to go. But they can't go back to your family. They can't go back to your children. So you can sit, and they can enter, engage spiritual warfare with the angels that surround the property, or they can go back to hell. And then they can deal with what they need to deal with back there. I really don't care. What I care about is you. Stepping in the secret place happens momentarily. I'm going to help you by counting down 5 to 1. You're going to take a slow inhale, slow exhale. It's going to be about 30 seconds in between. And we're going to do it strategically, kingdom strategies. I want you to take advantage of the opportunity to participate here. Looking around, seeing if it's the proper time to bring you in. Go ahead and stand up. Everybody stands up on your perch. Some of you are already kneeling, laying down. If you can promise yourself one thing, or promise me by this way, that by faith you're going to roll into the presence of the kingdom of heaven by faith, or you're going to step across the line by faith, not by your brain, by faith. So if you're standing up, good. Stand up with me. Right at the bottom of your toes, maybe a foot, maybe half a foot, maybe an inch or two, there's that spiritual line, right? That invisible line, right? Because that line is a spiritual line, and when you step your physical foot over that spiritual line, you're entering into Father's presence by faith. I told you, nothing crazy happens. Faith without the corresponding works is known as dead faith. So we're stepping into the invisible, and Jesus Christ being the visible image of the invisible Godhead, we're stepping into his presence. So a natural physical body is stepping into a physical manifestation that Jesus did this in John chapter 17. Went into Garden of Gethsemane with his elect, James, John, Peter, right? Told the boys, go sit down, pray over there while I go spend time with my Father, because I'm going to go through something I really don't want to go through. And so he did that, left them not once, not twice, but 3 times. And when he left them once, twice, 3 times, what happened is he stepped into the presence of Heavenly Father. True story. Study it. So we're going to be doing that. So right now, as you're standing up, I want you to take one giant step forward, one giant step forward, and by faith, I'm stepping in the presence of my Heavenly Father. By faith, I'm stepping into the presence of my Heavenly Father. By faith, I am now in the presence of my Heavenly Father. By faith. I don't have to understand it, but by faith, I just believe it. I don't have to understand that at the beginning of salvation, at my baptism of the Holy Spirit, I didn't have to understand that I was infused in my heart with the Holy Spirit. But by faith, I believed it. And as I learned in my faith to grow as a daughter and son, then I began to understand it. So as you practice stepping across that line into the presence of your Heavenly Father, as you continue to practice this, that understanding is going to become a reality for you. I love the beauty of the reality of the kingdom. It's something I will never let go. The reality of the kingdom. Here we are. 4 walls surround you. The first wall speaks volumes to everyone. The second wall speaks volumes to everyone. Pay attention to everything that Jesus Christ has to say here inside these 4 walls. First of all, is Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. It also is one of the foundations. Now, saying that to say this, our Heavenly Father knows every one of our thoughts before they ever leave our mouth. Consider that statement here in the secret place. And I want you to participate for your own reward, because you're going to learn and listen and hear something very special to you. But whenever you pray, enter into your secret place and shut the door behind you and pray to my Heavenly Father who is in secret. And my Heavenly Father who sees in secret will reward you. Jesus is telling you that Father is in the secret place and he sees in the secret place and he has a reward with him. This is why I say to you, participate. And here in the secret place, heart surgery begins. Supernatural, miraculous heart surgery, and Jesus does the supernatural, miraculous brain surgery. So you're about to get undone, restored, recharged, re-put back together. So just participate. What do you have to lose? The second wall behind you, this is the trading wall, the apex wall. This is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. Listen to what Jesus says to say to you on this wall. Pay attention. He says, come to me, all of you who are overworked and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. We're going to spend time in that wall when we get to the trading wall, the trading breath, excuse me. This wall over here to the right is Luke chapter 18, verses 4 through 8, but we have highlighted verse number 7. Now, if you are dealing with a legal matter in the earth realm, meaning if you're a plaintiff or a defendant, I want you to pay attention to this wall because Jesus has something to say to you, and you can learn better how to go to the Supreme Court, not the earth Supreme Court, the Supreme Court that created all the lower courts. This Supreme Court is Father's Court, as he is the judge over creation. Go to this Supreme Court and get Father to rule in your behalf for relief from your adversary or justice from your adversary. Jesus Christ says this to you in first person number 7 of Luke 18. And will not my Father surely see to it that justice is done to you, his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? And will my Father delay towards you? Hopefully you have found an answer to that question here in a secret place. Will he delay towards you? You who are here, who cry out to him day and night, and you are his chosen, chosen by Jesus to be saved, redeemed, and born again, will he delay toward you? Seriously. The wall over here is the wall written to the Hebrew side by the Holy Spirit. This is Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. If you are in a time of need, up against a crunch, a deadline, pay attention to this wall because this is for you. Therefore, let us approach with confidence to the throne of grace that we may receive the spirit of mercy and find the spirit of grace to help in the time of need. The throne of grace, as Father's throne, is on the spirit of grace. He loves us through the spirit of mercy and the spirit of grace. Believe it, receive it, understand it as you cultivate your life as a daughter and son in the faith that he's given you. So here we are. Are you ready? Sunday night here in the secret place, and we have some work to do. Some stress is going to get some separation from your situations, your circumstances. If you deal with a crisis in this moment, maybe you're in the South and you know someone in the South with all that flooding happening from Arizona to Mexico to South Metroplex throughout Texas up to the Northeast. They're having a small drought, right? Craziness is happening all over. And then go to the other five continents and figure out that there's some craziness unpacking, manifesting, manipulating mindsets, state of minds, and logic through corruption, oppression, suppression, through people wielding unruly, illegal and administrating their power over others for their gain. So here we go. We're going to submit the body on this Sunday night here in the secret place. Submitting the body simply by breathing in the breath of life. I'm going to help you breathe in the breath of life by just counting down. When I get to one, I'm going to instruct you to take a deep breath. And then you're about 30 seconds to take a deep breath, and then you're going to release that deep breath. You can do it a couple times. If you get three times in, that's great. That's 10 seconds of breath, right? Three means government, and that means you mean business with your Heavenly Father. But you can mean business in one breath or two breaths or three breaths or four breaths. It doesn't matter. You get 30 seconds. That's what we're going to do. So this first breath is to subdue, calm down, relax the body. Now, if you're in a crisis, as I alluded to, now, this crisis, when you come into a crisis or it hits you smack up the side of your head and you are front on in the middle of something that you had no knowledge about, it just sprung on you. A crisis is an extreme accident, in other words. And so you're in the middle of a crisis. Crisis in the spirit realm calls this brother or sister. That spirit is named chaos. Chaos and crisis come and do work overtime, and they are systematically, strategically messing you up mentally and possibly physically. But you're enduring it. You're fighting through it. It is terror around you, but somehow, some way, some reason, Father has you coming through it. But when you come through it, what you don't realize is that you are being spiritually clothed with spiritual depression. The spiritual depression sets upon the body, adds pressure to the body, to the heart. John chapter 14 and 1, Jesus said, do not let your heart be distressed. Chaos calls crisis. Crisis calls chaos. They inflict harm spiritually onto a natural setting in a natural environment, in a natural territory, upon a natural person. And that natural person carries a wound, a scarring on the body due to them being equipped, clothed with trauma. Say hello to post-traumatic stress disorder. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and let's relax the body. Relaxing the body here, we're just submitting the body, downshifting, calming the body down, just breathing in the breath of life, the Ruach HaKodesh, in the Holy Spirit who is in the air, to spiritual dependent, spiritually obedient daughters and sons who are breathing in the Holy Spirit. Heart surgery is underway here in the secret place. Brain surgery is beginning shortly here in the secret place. The body's being surrendered, and that includes any illness, any afflictions in your body. We're just talking about the side effects. And if Father deals or aims his will or intentions to bring healing to the body at this moment, may he do that miraculously, and you feel that instantaneously. Any illness, sickness, any diagnosis from your doctor that you are dealing with something in the body, we're just going to calm that down. In the presence of our Heavenly Father, just breathing in the breath of life, mean it as you breathe it. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and let's relax the body. Switching over to the mind here, we just submitted the body. Kingdom strategies here in the secret place is why you can be at peace. You could be alone. You could be selfish. Allowing your emotions to come up from the suppression of your soul closet as well. So here we go. Surrendering the mind begins with you downshifting your mind from gear 9, 8, and 7 down to 5, 3, to 1, to neutral. If you can get it to neutral, you're in a best place for Jesus to perform supernatural surgery to the brain. Go ahead and say the name of Yeshua. Repeat his name over and over. I'm going to give you about, I don't know, 15 seconds to do so. Just repeat his name. Repeating his name because his name is above every name given on earth. Any adjective, adverb, verb, noun, preposition, any name, he is above. So you're speaking his name, repeating his name, a little bit more, 10 more seconds to do so. And when you begin to slow down that cadence of yours, and it doesn't matter how it comes out, by the way, when you're slowing down that cadence, that is a kingdom sign, a natural sign that your mind is coming into surrender. And as you get ready to surrender the mind, we're going to count it down right now in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and let's relax our minds. All right, second breath is coming for the surrender of the state of mind, which are your emotions, your logic, and your abilities, all in the brain at the same time Jesus is doing brain surgery. Allow him the freedom to be in your junk, in your mind. Surrendering your mind, say the name of Jesus, just repeat his name over and over. Repeating his name draws you into surrender. And when you come into surrender, starting to change in and around you. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and let's surrender, relax the mind. Okay, so we have strategies in the making here in the secret place, submitting the body in the presence of Heavenly Father who's doing the heart surgery. We have surrendered the mind, emotions, logic, and your ability up there to Jesus so that he can do surgery in the brain. And this is where we come to the apex wall. This is the apex breath. The wall right behind you is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29, respectively. This wall behind you is for everyone. I want all the night eagles listening to this program reposition themselves. Hold your hands in front of you because you're going to be holding this gift. This gift is going to be what's in your soul closet. This gift you're going to trade with Yeshua. And I want you to participate because I believe the reward from Father has everything to do with the trade to Jesus. I just believe it. Now, if someone could prove me wrong, I am willing and able to learn. But I believe it. We continue to do this. And so as you're getting yourself repositioned with your hands in front of you, I want you to realize that we're going to go into the soul closet. Your soul closet is what is needing to be placed at rest. Listen to what Jesus Christ has to say to you. Hands in front of you, get repositioned. I'll let you know what's going to happen because you know what's going to happen. We're going to actually speak all of the stress and burdens into our hands, into that invisible box that you are carrying. As crazy as that is, it's not as crazy as you used to play with invisible friends when you were kids. I know I used to do this with you. Come to me, all of you who work and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Jesus has given you and me alike an instruction and a promise. He's wrapped around the instruction and the command. So the instruction and command is this: come to me, all of you who are overworked and are burdened. And then he wraps the promise around, and I will give you rest. But he doesn't necessarily tell you what he's going to put you in and rest you from. So in your hands, I want you to go ahead and speak every one of your stress into your hands right now. Go into your soul closet. That is the only remaining matter in your body, the invisible aspect to your visible brain. But you can't see your brain, but you cannot see your soul. But you can feel your brain. You know your brain is at work. Your soul, you cannot see, but it holds your emotions and it locks away the stress and burdens. Now, Jesus is telling you, come to me with your stress of your overworked body and your overworked mind. See, we just did that by surrendering the mind and submitting the body. And then he says, and I'm going to give you rest. Now, you're speaking every one of the stresses. The burden is known as fortizo for everyone who's heard me over and over since last year. This word fortizo is known as this. It is the load-bearing spiritual weight upon a natural body. And your body feels from the manifestations of the spirit realm. Ever had the hair on your body stand up because you stepped into a place or stepped into an environment? Ever had the nerves in your body begin to wake up or get enlightened because you stepped into an atmosphere, a territory, an environment? Well, that's because you stepped into a spiritual realm that is ruling and governing in that territory. So that load-bearing weight bears upon the body, and if it bears long enough, meaning you were never meant and born to carry stress days, upon weeks, upon months, because that is what considers burdens. And these burdens weigh on the heart. These burdens affect the emotions and the logic, and they could possibly hinder your abilities to do what you know to be doing. Now listen to what Jesus Christ says to you now here in verse 29. Pay attention. He says this: take my yoke on you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So he says in 28, come to me, all of you who are overworked and heavy burden, right? And I will give you rest, right? But he doesn't tell you the rest of the rest. What is the rest about? Who's going to be in the rest? See, that rest is Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. But listen to what he says here. take my yoke, which is upon his shoulders. And Father told Isaiah in Isaiah 9 and 6 and 7 what was exactly on Jesus' shoulder, because he called him a child. And a child shall be born unto you, right? And upon his shoulders would be the government. And then the earlier translation says the government and the dominion would be on his shoulders. So he's carrying the government of heaven on his shoulders. And Jesus says right here, this government that Father told Isaiah, that's the yoke. The yoke is the government of the kingdom of heaven. And if you take this and learn from me how to utilize this government, that's going to help you manage, deal, and navigate through your stress, your situations, and your crisis. And you learn from me, what I'm giving you is gentle and humble in your heart. And who he's giving us in our heart is the Holy Spirit. So he's talking about three things at the same time. And then he says, and you will find rest for your souls. So he talked about you carrying government on your shoulders if you trade with him, because the kingdom is about trading. Father traded his son for you. You trade your life to be with Father through the son, and the father and son trade their essence out of his glory in the Holy Spirit with you. See, kingdom trade. It is a protocol. It's a kingdom foundation. So this trade, and he says, learn from me. Learn about my government of my Father, the kingdom government, protocols, rules, and statutes all throughout Genesis to Revelation. And you can learn more about them in the government of the gospel, in the four synoptic gospels. Excuse me, I've been talking a long time all day. And so he says, and you will find rest for your souls when you trade. Learn from Jesus how to administrate the heavenly government that's on your shoulders. So when you're walking through your situations and your circumstances, the situation sees what's on your shoulders and it's on your shoulders. The circumstance sees what's on your shoulders and it yields to what is on your shoulders. The crisis and crisis sibling chaos stop the impact of dressing you with trauma. See what's on your shoulders and they yield because they notice the government of the heavenly kingdom is upon you. And you walk through it, and this reward, you come down with me, take a deep breath, lift your hands, trade with Jesus, receive something tangible that's going to help you manage, deal, and navigate through your situations, stress, and that crisis towards your destiny. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Red Eagles, trade with Jesus, receive the tangible gift, and take a deep breath. That trade was one of the important things that you have done all day today, because you've traded to receive something greater that's going to enable you to get through situations and circumstances and crisis. And I hope that you participated with the trade with your heart and not just a mental assent. Because if you just trade it with a mental assent, then you probably won't get the heart reward from your Father who's addressing your heart. That's why I'm saying participate with your heart. Now, Jesus is doing brain surgery, and so now we're here at the next critical breath. And so that trade, going back to that trade real quick, if you traded, you were receiving something spiritual in this moment. And if it's not in this moment, I pray to the Father that he brings it in the moments to come. And if it's not in the moments to come, I pray to the Father that he brings it in the moments hereafter. You, Night Eagle, stay to the faith. You, Night Eagle, stay in the belief, stay in the trust, stay in the walk, stay in the love. Stay in your identity as a son and daughter. Some of you are being leveled up. Some of you are feeling the lightning load of the Fortizo off of your body, and that's enabling you to see back into your and through your situations, your circumstances, because you traded, right? And now you can get an eyeball on that destination. And because you've traded, you participated, that reward, may it be that Father places a person of influence who's able to empower, equip, and encourage you. And they can open some doors. I call them gold keys. As you journey through the stuff in your pathway of life towards your destination, They open doors for you. The critical breath is upon you on this Sunday night here in the secret place. I believe and pray and hope that this is impacting everyone listening to the show tonight. The critical breath is your breath to bring restoration, the spirit of restoration into a body that was submitted before Father. So the spirit of restoration is here, just like the spirit of adoption is here when you become saved and born again. You're adopted by a spirit out of the kingdom that enables you to call upon Father as Abba Father. Well, you can Google it yourself and realize that what I'm saying is actually in the scriptures. This critical breath is for you to breathe in, restoring whatever Father needs to restore in the body, restoring whatever Jesus needs to restore in the mind, and helping you restore the soul. Because you went in and you gave out of the depth of the soul the stress and those burdens. So this critical breath begins in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and receive restoration. Some of you are in open heavens, meaning prayers are being answered, miracles and healings and signs and wonders are being manifested for your sake because you have chosen the better option to participate here in a secret place because you have chosen. And Father is rewarding you for your making the right choice. This is the last breath here inside the secret place on this Sunday night. Here we go. First reminder of the first attribute is that you are important because you are a daughter and a son, saved and born again, and you carry in your heart the earnest down payment of the Holy Spirit, who is the witness to the kingdom of heaven. That's why we're able to talk about and experience and encounter and engage and enjoy and execute our faith in our sonship. You as a daughter, you as a son. Second attribute is that you are worthy. Now, Father deemed you worthy when you surrendered to Jesus. You didn't surrender to me, nor did you surrender to our church, nor did you surrender to Night Moods HQ, but you surrendered to Jesus because the Holy Spirit arrested you with the presence of the kingdom of heaven because the angels are at work. And the spirits help to administrate Father's heavenly rule into the earth realm. So a statute went out and said this, Susie, on this night, we're coming to take you out of the kingdom of darkness. We're coming to liberate you, but we need you to repent, Susie. And Susie said, I feel something strange about me. Tears are flowing. I am sorry. I ask for forgiveness. I believe. And Susie stepped in. The minute she said, I believe in Jesus, is the minute that kingdom transaction happened, making her important, making her worthy. And Jim did the same thing because Jim was arrested by the kingdom of heaven. And the lead spirit, the Holy Spirit, who was pricking his heart during the show and massaging his heart. And at the same time, he was massaging the mind to convince, persuasion, and convicting. And so Jim, like Susie, felt this emotional thing happen to him, and this unexpected, undescribed, indescribable sense, a spiritual sense, came upon Jim, just as it came upon Susie. And so what happened? Jim said, I don't know what came over me, but I felt sorry in my heart. I needed to ask for forgiveness. And I changed the moment I asked for forgiveness. And I said yes to Jesus. And you are valuable, the last attribute, because like Susie and Jim, you're valuable to your Heavenly Father. You carry the same value as Yeshua HaMashiach, by the way. And because you are important to your Heavenly Father, you are worthy to your Heavenly Father, you are valuable. you are in a blessed position as a daughter and son to receive agape love, the same love, this unconditional love upon Jesus by his Heavenly Father, exhibited, recorded, testified, and witnessed to in the records that we carry around in the Holy Scriptures. See, this love is agape love, the highest form, method of Father's intentional love, loving everyone created in transgression and loving them ever so more with a higher level of love when they surrender, become saved out of the kingdom of darkness and become transferred into his kingdom. There's this crazy love that he pours upon you, this crazy love that he pours in you, and this crazy love that he pours through you. And none of us needed to work or purchase this level of love. It comes when we step in and say yes. And not that we step in and step out, but we step in and learn how to abide in his kingdom. Learning the love system, learning the love culture, the love language, and the love behaviors. And this love is like headlights, as I always say, lights up your pathway no matter the time of day, the time of season, the time of night. And it draws whosoever will towards you for the purpose that he is calling all men and women unto him. And as they come to you, they're coming to you because they see the love of God in you, the hope of glory through you. So everyone's at play here, Father, his Son, the Holy Spirit. And yes, there'll be some that don't want what you have, the love, the freedom, the peace, the joy, the fruit of the Spirit. They don't want that. They like what they got in the world. And so they will die in their transgressions, die in their sins, and hell awaits for them. That's the reality. How many more are going to be attracted to you and want to draw human connection, a deeper spiritual connection, and you have an extended family for your time here on earth and your time in eternity? This love, get ready to receive it and learn better how to reciprocate it back. You can verbally say it back to him, Father, I love you. Again, you don't have to understand it in this moment, but as you live, working your fear daily, your faith out daily with fear and trembling daily and nightly, you understand his love all the better. And you can have communion with him, intimacy with him. Define that word intimacy in Webster's dictionary. Look it up. Look it up for yourself. This love comes upon you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath. Receive agape love from our Heavenly Father. Yeah, take all that in tonight. It's not a different show. More intentional in the month of August. Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take the rest of the remainder of this show, 3 minutes left to go because, you know, friction, hindrance at the beginning of the show could not deliver to you what I'm going to deliver on the podcast. So I'm going to be on the podcast as you take this moment in and continue to give thanks, reciprocate love. Maybe write what you're experiencing down. Take note of it. Record it for your future, for your posterity and your generations to come until the day of return of Messiah. And as you're doing this, I'm going to be with you on a regular night program, Monday night, coming to you right here inside the lab in the captain's chair. More relaxation, more inspiration all this week, and more opportunity for you to become a Night Eagle investor. We want you to be a part of something special, and we need your help all the month of August. So if you don't follow the show, now you know to follow the show. I want you to connect with us on any of the podcast networks, okay, the podcast channels, the podcast platforms. And if you don't listen to podcasts, then we want to invite you to listen to Night Moods. I mean, you listen to the radio show, so get the depths of teaching and the deeper stuff of biblical history, kingdom history, sonship, identity, signs, wonders, and miracles. And you can listen to conversations of my friends from around the world who come into the lab, and we just talk about what they're doing. And what they're doing is how to help and serve everyone around this one world. So that closes our night for a Sunday night. Now, I hope to see you tomorrow night, and I hope to see you on Discord, because there's video on Discord, right? Search Night Moods, hashtag 9811. And I'm going to close out the show tonight, get with you tomorrow. I'm going to do another podcast and talk real deep about peace, understanding peace in the open heaven. Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow night right here on Night Moods.